Jekka News, you need to know now.
Pretoria bereik môre 'n maksimum van 19, Johannesburg 17 grade, Polokwane en eMalahleni ook oop na 19.
And there's been an update. There's a crash in Pretoria on the N1 northbound heading from Linwood Road up to the N4 in Malahleni Highway interchange. It's already slow-ish from the R21 and still some trouble on the N3 southbound heading towards Modderfontein from Buccleuch.
Hello, man, with your sport headlines. Jan Augustus misses out. Bandroed Jansen van Rensburg is included in the Champions Cup final, and Arena Sabalenka hungry for success at Roland Garros.
Die minister van Kommunikasie en Digitale Tegnologie, Solly Malatsi, het 'n voorstel ter tafel gelê wat dit moontlik kan maak vir die Amerikaanse maatskappy Starlink om dienste aan Suid-Afrika te lewer. Hy het 'n beleidsvoorstel gemaak wat Starlink en soortgelyke satelliet-internetdienste sal toelaat om wettig in die land werksaam te wees sonder om te voldoen aan die huidige 30% swart ekonomiese bemagtigingsvereistes. Anastasia Mokgobo het meer besonderhede.
Previously, South Africa's telecommunications regulations required all individual licensees, like internet service providers and telecom operators, to have at least 30% black South African equity ownership. Companies that fail to comply face penalty of up to 5 million or 10% of their annual turnover. Now, the proposed changes aim to promote investment, competition, and universal broadband access, offering foreign companies a way to operate locally without giving up ownership. Anastasia Mokgobo for Jacaranda FM News.
In 'n ander nuus het die minister van Polisie, Senzo Mqulu, die misdaadstatistiek vir die laaste 4 maande van die afgelope finansiële jaar bekend gemaak. Hy het afgewyk van die algemene praktyk en die moordstatistiek afgebreek in rasgroepe. Dit volg nou op die onlangse aantuigings van massamoord teenoor wit mense vanuit die VSA. Mqulu sê plaasmoorde raak alle rasse in Suid-Afrika.
2 farm owners that were murdered during the 4th quarter were African and not white. Further to that, the 2 farm employees and 1 farm manager were also African. It is the 1 farm dweller that was white.
En die minister van Minerale Hulbronne, Kwede Mantashe, het vandag die Suid-Afrikaanse Nasionale Petroleummaatskappy geloods. Dis 'n samensmelting van PetroSA, iGas en die Strategiese Brandstoffonds. En die doel is om energiehulbronne in die land meer vaartbelyn te maak.
This country can have between 5% and 8% growth of the economy annually if we touch our oil and gas reserves.
En die EFF het die minister van Finansies Inogodongwana gekritiseer vir die verhoging van die brandstofheffing. Die partij se LP, Umphile Mahotwe, het aan die parlement gesê die verhoging gaan nie beduidende inkomste inbring nie.
When we rejected VAT in March, we never said it must be replaced with fuel levy. Because that's what Treasury did. They just went to convert VAT to a fuel levy. And what is more painful is that that increase is only going to generate 4 billion. You're saying that yourself. But the impact of that is far much deeper.
Die tesourier hou intussen vol dat die verhoging aan inflasie gekoppel is en nie 'n poging is om geld in die staatskoffers te kry nie. Pretoria op na 19 môre, Johannesburg 17, Mbombela 21 en Skukuza 23 grade, Polokwane 19, Messina 26, Mahikeng 19 en Rustenburg op na 20 grade. Ek is Marlene Forsie, meer nuus om 7.
That is it. Dankie Marlene, just after 6 PM.
Ja, en dit is 'n Vrydag, dit is The Drive with Rob and Roz op Jacaranda FM. Kan net een ding beteken, meneer Forbes.
Rob Forbes live on Jacaranda FM.